Welcome back. Tonight, we're with My Brother's Keeper, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Okay, Ben, that leads to you. You're the last. Directly to guitar for you?
I think there was also a few years where I wasn't playing, but I wasn't singing either. I just wasn't doing anything, like probably 13 and 14. But then I picked up, my dad had an old Martin guitar, and I picked it up when I was 15 and started playing it.
That's a good guitar to start
with. Yeah, I still have it. I record with it. Actually, I started with it, and then they bought me a Kmart guitar once they saw I was serious about it. And I was like, but the Martin was kind of beat up. So for my birthday, they, without telling me, they had the Martin all fixed up, and they gave me the Martin for my next birthday. So that was awesome. Yeah, oh, they got all right. It all repaired by a certified Martin repairman.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and it gave it back to me and still use that guitar regularly, recorded most of our records with that guitar.
So. All right, and what about the guitar you're playing now?
That's this, a nice one. This was actually also given to me, too. This is a D28. A guy and had heard us play near Cincinnati at a place called the Plainfolk Cafe, and I broke a string on my other Martin, and I switched over to another guitar really quick, but it wasn't a very high-quality guitar. And so he called me up and said, hey, I have this Martin that I don't ever use. you should have it and play it because you're doing all kinds of music, and I'm not using this Martin. I went over to his house, and he had so many guitars. We hung out and played for a couple hours, and I think I tried to play all his guitars, but he had so many guitars. But then he ended up giving me this one, a D28, which is kind of industry standard for what we do.
Yeah.
To some extent, yeah. So,
wow,
I've been very blessed in the guitar.
Well, I should say.
Yeah.
One day you're soaring to the sun with the eagles. One day you're Icarus and you're melting with your wings. Teach me to know my limitations. Teach me to number up my days. Teach me the principles of ashes and of dust. How every vapor vanishes away. What more is life than valleys and mountains? What more is life than deserts and streams? One day you're soaring to the sun with the eagles. One day first into the deepest ocean and found refreshments in the running rill. But no land can make you long for living water. Like 40 years of desert dwelling.
Lyrics are important to you guys. Song message is important. What is Robert's about?
Like a modern day Bonnie and Clyde kind of story. My take on it is that it was two kids who kind of romanticized the idea of bank robbing. They kind of they had a certain look of it in their head. Oh, you got to have your mask. You got to have your gun. You look so cool. But they had like a romanticized version of it. But things don't necessarily go. It has a great melody to it, and I like the intro that they do on the electric guitar. I liked the way the fiddle and the mandolin were able to to capture that same sound.
Is that what caught you in that song?
Yeah, the hook right off the bat.
Instrumentally.
The first time I heard it, I was like, oh, that's cool. And eventually I thought, oh, that could be a fiddle on a mandolin.
Huh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
She had a face straight out of magazine. God only knows, but you'll never leave her. Her balaclava is starting to change. When she leaves your home, it's begging, baby, stay, 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 stay. I'll give you one more.
Titus, you did your 5 years. Did you go directly to mandolin?
Probably a couple gap years right in there that I didn't really play any instruments. I was just mainly singing, mainly in church and stuff like that. Then I heard Ricky Skaggs and Chris Thiele and Adam Steffi and just all these great mandolin players. And I was like, I want to Sam Bush and stuff. I want to do what they do. And so I try. So but yeah, it was wonderful. I think probably one of the first bluegrass albums I ever heard was Ricky Skaggs' Soldier of the Cross album.
Mm.
Oh my goodness, that's such a good album. Mm. So yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And so did you end up getting formal training?
I took mandolin lessons from a fellow, Sean, and he plays in a local Cincinnati band called The Tillers.
Oh yeah.
And yeah,
Tillers have been on Red Barn.
So I took mandolin lessons from him.
Time.
For about a year, we worked through a mandolin book, and then he's like, all right, go on.
Yeah.
Have fun. So, yeah, it was great.
All right, he's a great player.
He's wonderful.
This world is cold and getting colder. A thief that steals your innocence. And it's no better as I'm getting older. But I know that if you're for me, who can stand against? Famine and war could come this hour, and any breath can be our last. But I will fear no earthly power when I've been given life from the one who conquered death. So carry me to the highest mountain, or drag me to the ocean floor. But you Christ my Lord. All around us, even death and his power over life. No angel or demon, future or past, could drag me away from your love. Christ my Lord.
Thank you. We would like to thank Benjamin, Titus, Joshua, and Wyatt for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media and the photography of Mr. Nick Lazaroff, who's here this evening. Thank you all for listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations. Especially we thank WEKU, now in their 50th anniversary, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner serving Central and Eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Live streaming and more information at weku.fm. We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this region and then share it with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and on our program. We are on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington. Hey, once again, let's give it up for my brother's keeper. Give him a hand, folks.
Thomas, I am the man. Look at these nail scars here in my hand. They drove me up that hill. Thomas, I am the man. And they made me carry the cross. Thomas, I am the man. Thomas, I am the man. Look at these nail scars here in my hand. Thomas, I am the man. And they nailed me to that cross. Thomas, I am the man. I am the man. Thomas, I am the man. Look at these nail scars here in my I am the man. Yes, I am the man. I said they buried me in that tomb, Thomas, I am the man. Yes, I am the man. But in 3 days I rose, Thomas, I am the man. I am the man, Thomas, I am the man. Look at these nail scars here in my hand. I am the man, Thomas, I am the man. Look at these nail scars here in my hand. Well, I said, look at these nail scars here in my hand.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Benjamin, Titus, Joshua, and Wyatt for being with us tonight. We thank WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner serving central and eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Live streaming and more information at weku.fm. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guest artists and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner. Providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.